Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it is still a way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances
definitely
for, or will you probably not vote? Thank you.
Definitely.
What is your age?
What is my age? 60.
Yes. Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Well, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
If there's anything more than very dissatisfied, that's where I am. This idiot in the White House doesn't know what the heck he's doing other than destroying our country. Yeah, very dissatisfied.
Thank you for that opinion. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is to you for them to have focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Improving kindergarten to 12 education. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
For me personally, 5.
For they to focus on. A 5. Protecting abortion rights.
Zero.
Sure.
It's not a right.
Cracking down on illegal. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
A 9.
Thank you. Funding for mental health services?
8.
Lowering rent?
0. It's not up to the government.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
0.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
Well, unfortunately, that means two different things for two different people, but I'll say that to me, I'm going to go with my 10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations in the scale from 0 to 100.
Can I pause you? Hang on a second. How long is this going to take? Because I was in the middle of something, so I thought you said a couple of questions. So
we're in the 50%. We're almost done, sir.
We're about halfway done?
If you like. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You will need to rate from 0 to 100. When 100 means they'll feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means they feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means they you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You can use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress?
Okay.
How are you graded from 0 to 100?
I'm sorry, I thought you were explaining. What was the question?
I'm sorry, from the Republicans in Congress, how would you grade them from 0 to 100?
50.
Being 150. Ron Wyden.
A 5.
Laurie Chavez, the Rimmer.
60.
J.D. Benz.
What was the first name?
J.D. Benz. If you have never heard
of
that person,
don't know that. Yeah.
Joe Biden?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
3.
Kamala Harris?
0.
MAGA Republicans?
100.
Democrats in Congress?
1.
Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. I know this is a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Cornel West?
Trump. Get in here.
I know this is a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Reamer.
Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support for her Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance?
Never.
Just a very slight chance? No chance at all, then.
No chance.
Do you approve or disapprove? Or do you approve and or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling himself as a president?
Totally disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, then. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as a member of the Congress?
Well, I was in that 50-60% range with that last question, so however that works.
Somewhere approved, then. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about the two candidates running for Congress, Larry Chavez, the Reamer, and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happily Valley, Larry Chavez, the Reamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most participative members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to shelter. Lori was retired of the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been one workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party and fight practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, in the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, please say so.
I would vote for the Reamer.
And what you specifically stood out most to you about Larry Chavez, the Reamer?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Larry Chavez, the Reamer? It's an open question.
Okay. She's in favor of closing the border. House Bill 1 or whatever it was. H.R. 2, I think
now
it was,
Thank you for that opinion. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people made about one of the candidates for running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate this statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very convinced and reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means that it's somewhat convinced and reason. 0 means that it's not at all convinced and reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother for 4 and local business owners, She's facing some struggles. We are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance to pass opportunity and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
2.
To vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Biden is not a standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change it ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's doing in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our street. From 0 to 10, how would you agree?
7.
Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on that in this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law in a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, how would you grade that?
I'm pro-life, so if that would be a 0, I think.
0, then. Thank you. General Biden is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the bipartisan games to continue to be played. Like many of us, he voted for Measure 110 and thought he has the good intentions. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
7.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez, the Reamer,
okay,
sold herself to his district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy, like voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needs to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Are you great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all to support her?
Somewhat.
It will be quite a bit then, or just some.
I don't know, whatever the middle one is.
Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and has taxpayers foot the bill from limos to luxury thrift to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and a Paris in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with founding her lifestyle and making sure Oregonians can make to their next paycheck. Are you a great deal to support her? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all to support her?
Just some. Was there anything negative towards Bynum question-wise, or was it just Dreamer that the questions are derogatory towards?
This is how the survey was made, right? Just to know
yeah,
more your...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Are we almost done? Because I got to go.
Yeah, we're 95%. Yes, these
okay.
are the statistical
okay.
purpose questions after this one. Now I'm going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last grade?
Last
I have a bachelor's
degree.
I have a bachelor's degree. Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes. A zero
are
to 18? No.
Member
no.
Of no.
Sorry.
No. Okay.
Zero to 18.
Are you or is any... Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union employee association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. We will take in consideration all the opinions that you made to us, okay?
Absolutely. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. So have a great day. Bye-bye.